This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Larry Bluestein, Trevor Harris, we take you up until 8 o'clock this evening. Glad you could be with us. This is kickoff week. This is last week where the tune-up games this week, starting with some of the local games, are going to be some great games, but probably no more publicity is going to be shined than on the Broward County National High School Football Showcase. This is the fourth year, and I will tell you this, talking to Zach Poff from Max Preps, this has morphed into just not your ordinary first week of games. I mean, this has attracted some of the top programs in the country over the last 4 years. Obviously, St. John Bosco was here for two straight years. Bishop Gorman last year, kind of setting the table for one of the teams that everybody knows around the country. I mean, this is when you talk about the New York Yankees of high school football. It's a Mater Dei from Santa Ana, California. Just over the last 10 years, the Monarchs have posted 119 wins and just 8 losses. They come in as the defending national champions. I know it's a new year, but certainly head coach Raul Lora is getting ready for what promises to be another outstanding year, and he is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. I know you got your practice coming up, but certainly a lot of anticipation for the opener this year. St. Thomas Aquinas, a program that kind of has been synonymous with Santa Ana's Mater Dei over the years.
Yeah, we're excited. We're excited that we're involved in this classic. Obviously, we're playing a very good opponent. Just trying to be ready for this game.
Yeah. I mean, well, this is something, I mean, obviously no one needs to sugarcoat. I mean, you go through these games you have a target on your back every week, no matter what team it is. Bishop Gorman, obviously, you play some of the best teams in Southern California, like Centennial and obviously Santa Margarita. And then obviously the big game, probably the first of two every year with St. John Bosco. You're ready for big games, and you've traveled, but this is the first time you've been to the state of Florida to play it, in South Florida. What's it like? What's the travel going to be like? Obviously, coming from West Coast to East Coast is a kind of a different type of animal.
Well, it's not my first experience. When I was at Long Beach Poly, we ended up going down there a couple of times. And so I'm kind of familiar, especially that heat and that humidity. That was one thing that we definitely have to deal with. But for Mater Dei, this is the first time, there's no doubt. Our kids are just excited, this opportunity. I mean, obviously taking care of all the travel and, getting all the paperwork stuff done and everything. So we're pretty much at the end of that, and now we're just getting ready to fly out and go down there to Florida and spend some days over there.
Yeah. Well, now here you are. You've had an opportunity to now being in the second year, having an opportunity to be at the controls of this team. But you watched them. You've watched them in the past when Coach Bruce Rawlinson was the head coach and, all the success they achieved. What, when you look on the outside, at this program, at Mater Dei from the outside, I mean, you could see a culture. But until you're in that culture, you probably don't get a great grasp. What was last year like for you?
Well, you know, obviously you probably don't know. When I was at Long Beach Poly, we used to battle modern day all the time. In fact, in the early 90s, they were, again, one of the top programs. And so we always wanted to beat them and become, you know, the top program. And then eventually in the late 90s, we were able to do stuff like that. And in the 2000s, you know, Long Beach Poly was pretty well known. My last couple of years at Poly, 2012, we played them in the championship and we beat them. And then the next year, which was my last year, 2013, they beat us in the semifinals. And so it is, you know, me and Bruce, we have a great history of battling against each other. I have tremendous respect for him, and especially what he's done here at Modern Day. I'm just feel so blessed to just kind of take over this program, and I'm just praying and hoping that I can maintain it. And if I can do it a little bit more better than him, that'll be awesome. But obviously, it was something that definitely, when I was at another school, it was the standard, and they were the guys that we wanted to beat and be the best. And that's what Modern Day is all about.
Yeah, no doubt. I've been doing this so long that when back in the day, the standard was Servite and Bishop of Matt. So things have kind of like morphed. That was in the 70s and the 80s when, you know, John McKay was there and had, you know, some great success. But it has been, as you said, Long Beach Poly, which is, you know, I remember when you they came down. Maybe you were when they played Northwestern that year. And I remember when they had Mercedes Lewis and a lot of these outstanding football talent. You see a lot of these athletes, and it's not just you know, at your school, but you look at schools, you know, on your roster and you know, on your schedule that are loaded. I mean, obviously you see a Bishop Gorman, who we saw last year. You see St. John Bosco, you see Jay Serra. Talk about the talent, because I know that the you know, having gone to UNLV and knowing a lot of the talent that's out, you know, in that area, I mean, there's just such an abundance, and you don't know from week to week. You know, you go into a game and you go, well, may they got like three or four kids and maybe a running back that could, you know, that could put some points on the board. Talk about the preparation, because not only do you get an opportunity to go outside the area like Kahuka and play, you know, in Hawaii, and also play, you know, Bishop Gorman in this year at St. Thomas Aquinas, but your regular season games, you know, with Orange Lutheran and Servite, as I mentioned, are pretty darn tough too.
No, I think the Trinity League is the best league in high school football. I mean, you got us, Bosco, like you said, Santa Margarita. Jay Serra's not a bad team. Servite, again, not a bad team. And, you know, so we got a lot of good talent in this league. And then, obviously, we go outside and we play great teams like St. Thomas Aquinas. Last year, again, Bishop Gorman, we got them this year, Kahuku. And so it just prepares us. For me, it prepares us for our league, because our league is so talented. So again, that's why I like playing a tougher schedule in the preseason. So much, you know, about this national championship, because I'm going to be honest with you, the national championship is something that we cannot control. What we can control is win our league, win our division in CIF, and then win state. And then after that, there's going to be a whole bunch of people voting who's going to be the number one team in the country. And so, again, that part, you know, I tell the kids, we can't control that. But what we can control is what's on the field. And that's something that we look forward to.
Yeah, 100%. Coach Raul Lora joins us. He's the head coach at Modern Day in California, Santa Ana, California. And, you know, Coach, too, everything has changed so much where a lot of these kids now line up and they know each other. I mean, regionally, nationally, because they play each other in 7-on-7s and they're at, you know, Under Armour camps and such. Talk about that, because probably when you played back in the day, you didn't have that, you know, closeness with a lot of these kids nationally, because there wasn't all this, you know, these all-star events and these 7-on-7s available. Talk about that when you line up. I mean, like this week against St. Thomas Aquinas, there's going to be a lot of kids, you know, that have maybe gone to camps or played in 7-on-7s where your kids have played. Talk about that.
Well, you know, the biggest thing, I've been doing this for a long time. This is going to be my 34th year coaching high school football. And the biggest thing I tell people that's changed the dynamics of football is social media. Obviously, social media is all over the place. Everybody knows each other. Even if they haven't met a good football player, they know of him because of social media. So, again, you talk about the 7-on-7s and all that. So, obviously, social media gets all that stuff out, and that's how the kids get exposed in the sense of or recognize, you know, them being the best players. But that's the biggest thing that's changed everything is social media, because it gets out and everybody sees it.
Yeah. And you being an old school type of coach, how long did it take you to embrace letting your kids play 7-on-7? Because, you know, you get a lot of coaches, you know, especially down here or in Georgia where we, you know, cover. And it, you know, some of the old school guys who've been at it 30, 35 years, it took them a while because they just didn't see the benefits at the beginning. But now you kind of, you know, you see that the kids, at least, you know, you much rather them be going out and doing that than kind of hanging out and doing nothing.
You know, to be honest with you, it was a little bit happening when I was at Long Beach Poly. And I always been okay with it as long as the player communicated with me that they were going to be gone this certain time. And, you know, and then obviously it would conflict sometimes with practices and stuff like that. But if we had a tournament or something that I thought was very important, I would ask them not to do it during that time. But for the most part, I was kind of used to it. So here, it's the same thing. It's happening still. So as long as they communicate with me that they're going to do this, then I have no problem. You know, the funny thing is the difference between when I was at Poly and this and now is the fact that, you know, these NIL deals. And so obviously now the kids are making money. And so look, I'm like, go ahead. If you got to go, I totally understand. So again, that's the biggest difference is now the NIL regarding that.
No doubt. This Saturday, 3:30 Eastern, 12:30 on the West Coast, ESPN covered. St. Thomas Aquinas will go up against Mater Dei. Coach, I can't thank you enough. Go get the practice and we'll see you this weekend.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You too. Coach Ryle Laura, the head coach at Mater Dei. I'll tell you what, that's going to be a show. That's going to be a show. You got your, you know, we know St. Thomas Aquinas, six-time defending state champions, but this is a big-time team. This is, as I said, this is like the New York Yankees of high school football, 119-8 over the last 10 years. Not too bad. And they play a pretty challenging schedule. So certainly that's going to be an interesting matchup as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.